This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, life is the name of a series of choices. Every choice leads to another. Not choosing is also a choice. There are no abstainers in the theater of life. Everyone must choose. Some choices are made for us. But even there, when it comes to our personal involvement, if the event touches us in any way, we must choose. People ask, what about political events? Wars, for example. I didn't declare war, I can't stop it. But what will you do when it comes to helping victims of wars? That is a choice. I didn't have a choice in declaring or stopping the war, but I have a choice in whether I want to help refugees or not. Then there is the choice to raise your voice against war and against all that leads to wars. Do we choose to do that, or do we choose to only complain? Let me give you another simple example. You are in a gathering and someone is speaking. Someone is speaking ill of a person that you also dislike. What do you do? Do you join in and add your own condiments to the curry? Or do you tell the speaker that cannibalism is haram in Islam? Because doing ghibah, backbiting, is equivalent to eating the flesh of your dead brother. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat. So tell them, stop doing this. And the tragedy is that when you do that, not only are you committing haram, but your good deeds get transferred to the account of the person that you are bad-mouthing. Now, why would you give your good deeds to somebody you dislike? That's not very smart, is it? So do you remind people of that? Or do you just simply walk out? Each one is a choice. Each one has consequences, positive or negative. They're there. And we get to choose what we want. Which brings me to another thing about choices. In life, we are presented with choices. As I said in the beginning of my khutbah, and we must choose. We are not compelled to choose any particular thing, but we are compelled to make a choice. Not choosing is also a choice. There are no abstainers in the theater of life. Everyone must choose. We are free to choose. We are free to choose, but every choice comes with a price tag. Now, this is where people go wrong. And when the time comes to check out, they find themselves in trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even compel us to worship Him. He leaves us free to choose. We can choose to worship Allah, or we can choose to worship anything else, or we can choose to worship nothing. Each is a choice, and each has a price tag. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly in the Quran about this, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْطَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Allah said, and say, the truth is from your Rabb. Then whosoever wills, let him believe, and whosoever wills, let him disbelieve. Verily, we have prepared for the zalimun, for the oppressors, for the disbelievers, a fire whose walls will surround them. That's the price tag. But you're free to believe or not to believe. Another thing about price tags. The moment you make a choice, the price is automatically charged. People are very amazed when Amazon published those videos about their AI stores, AI-aided stores, where you can simply walk in, pick up whatever you want, and walk out, There are no checkout counters, nothing. And whatever you picked up automatically gets charged to your card. Now, people were very amazed watching these videos and says, wow, fantastic, look at this. But then why is that amazing? We do that every waking moment of our lives. We make a choice and it is automatically charged to our account. Amazon only made it possible for us to physically see that in a store. All choices have two effects, one in this life and one in the next. One physical effect restricted to this life, the other a spiritual effect that influences this life and has its reward in the akhirah, in the hereafter. We are free to eat or drink anything we like. What I eat may have a positive or a negative physical effect on me. If I'm diabetic and I eat a lot of sugar, I might enjoy it, but then I might go into a diabetic coma. If I have a cholesterol problem and I want to eat these fantastic barbecued prawns, I can eat 2 dozen of them, might be absolutely fantastic, lovely, and then after that, I wake up in hospital. There is a choice and there is a price tag. Similarly, whatever I eat, as I said, may have a physical or will have a physical negative or positive effect. But depending on whether it was earned in a halal way and was itself halal, it also has a spiritual effect. So if those barbecued prawns came out of haram money, then there is also a physical effect. And there's also a spiritual effect. This spiritual effect is felt also in this world. The heart becomes hard. Eyes dry up. The tears which are shed for the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dry up. It has a spiritual effect felt in this world, and its reward will be in the next. Similarly, we are free to go to any gathering, have any relationship with anyone, buy or sell anything, in short, engage in all that the life of this world has to offer. But everything we choose to do, we must pay for. There are no exceptions to this rule. This is a universal constant, like any other law of physics that operates in this world. Thirdly, every time you choose something, remember that you are opting out of something else. Every time you choose to do something, you are choosing not to do something else. After all, the number of hours in a day are fixed. When we choose to spend time in one activity with one person in one place, we are automatically choosing not to do it somewhere else, in some other activity or with someone else. It bears reflection before we choose to ask, what am I opting out of when I choose this? Why must you do that? Because that is the principle of smart investment. Maximize ROI, maximize return on investment. The best investment is the one which gives the best or highest return. So before investing, we must check the different options we have to see which will yield the highest return. This is especially important because our currency is time and energy, which are both non-renewable. If, for example, I choose to spend most of my time earning money to provide my family with a good high standard of living materially, I am opting out of spending time with them, mentoring, guiding, bonding, building trust, and so on. Now ask, which is more important? What is the price tag? Maybe fewer gadgets, fewer Amazon deliveries, less fancy car, but more companionship, more conversation, more sharing of interests, more poetry, fishing, hiking, outings to museums, art galleries, praying together in the masjid. I will let you finish this and complete this list. Now ask, which is more valuable as a return? which is therefore the better investment. What is the alternative? I spend most of my productive time earning money, telling myself that it is for my family, but in the process, I have no time to spend in their tarbiyah, listening to them, helping them learn how to solve problems, emotionally supporting them, teaching them manners, connecting them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, studying Quran, Seerah, history with them, and so on. Therefore, what have I and they lost? And what did we gain? What is the benefit in this life? And what is the payoff in the akhirah? As are such children likely to wake up in the night and pray for my forgiveness in tahajjud, in sujood? Did you do that for your parents today? Did you do that for your grandparents today? So how do you expect your children to do that for you? Children are supposed to be our sadaqatul jariyah, right? But what kind of children? This is our chance. It won't happen after we are dead. If we want children who will make dua for us after we die, we must grow children who know Allah and who know how to ask Him. Let me tell you about two things that happened to me this week. First, I learned that in the psychiatric ward to treat potential suicides in a very famous specialist hospital here, there are eight-year-old children. I don't know if you're shocked, but I was. It blew my mind. If I didn't respect and trust the person who told me this, I would not have believed him. Eight-year-old children in a psychiatric suicide ward, attempting suicide. Second, I overheard a conversation between a four-year-old boy and his young sister, who were with their aunt and mother and other siblings, all trying to catch little fish, minnows. The little girl saw two flies in a compromising position and called out, "See those flies? See those flies? What are they doing?" Pat, like a shot, her four-year-old brother says, "They are making babies." Where did he learn that? And he didn't learn it on that day. When did he learn that? Finally, we all heard or read about the case a few months ago of two teenage boys, Muslims, in Texas, who were both brilliant academically, brilliant enough to get into Ivy League colleges on their own, scholarships. Yet, one day, they both decided to kill their whole family and themselves, and they did it. I read the blog post of the younger boy and I couldn't sleep for days after. Maybe some of you are saying, "All this can't happen to my children." Let me assure you, the parents of all those children who are screaming for help are saying the same thing. "It can't happen to my children." And that's why they cannot hear the scream. They have no time. They have no skill. They've lost the skill because they never listened to their children. They thought that raising children was only about food and clothing and gadgets. It isn't. It isn't. And some people discover that too late. There are success stories, of course. Plenty of them. Stories of children who went on to become world-class professionals in their chosen fields. Islamic scholars of international repute. Though that's not a criterion to judge a scholar, international repute. Children who went on to become caring, responsible, honorable adults, parents, and community members. The reason is the same. Time devoted to their upbringing by their parents. That is why I call it an investment. It gives a return in this world, and an even bigger and better one in the akhirah. Do we think it is worth our while? COVID provided us the ideal opportunity by giving us time at home with our families. The question is how we use that time. That is why we must live thoughtfully, not by default, merely breathing, eating, sleeping, but consciously and deliberately weighing our options and choosing the one which gives the best return. Do this experiment. Ask the first person you meet when you leave here, do you want to be a successful person or a failure? What do you think they will say? No brainer, right? Maybe someone will say to you, I want to be the greatest failure the world has ever seen. But that is also success. He doesn't want to be a normal dollar store variety failure. He wants to be a grand, gold-plated, glorious failure. Now ask yourself, given that everyone wants to be a success, how many great successes can you name in your immediate circle? What happened? How is it that everyone wants to succeed but very few make it? The reason is not that they don't want success, but that they don't know what it costs. They never thought about it in terms of cost, and so they are not prepared to pay for it at checkout. The reality is that if you want it, you must be prepared to pay for it. Preparation cannot be done at payment time. Someone told me a story about his grandfather who landed at Ellis Island in New York near the Statue of Liberty. And after he had gone through customs and immigration, he went into the restaurant and sat at a table, very hungry and wanting to order some lunch. He sat there for a long time but nothing happened. Then a man came with a tray full of food and sat down opposite him. The man asked him, "What's up? You look lost." His grandfather said, "I am hungry, but nobody comes to this table." The man laughed and said, "This is America. Here you go to the end of that buffet, pick up a tray, then pick up whatever you want, carry it to the end of the buffet and pay for it. You can have whatever you pay for." That is the reality, not only in America, but about life itself. You can have whatever you pay for. You must pay. Nothing is free, neither lunch nor dinner. You must pay one way or another. But if you pay, you can have whatever you want. Once again, a matter of choice. Now, some questions to ask yourself. What is my definition of success? What does it cost? What will I have to give up to get this? Is it worth it? Ask yourself these questions and then commit to paying for your success. It is in this context, the context of choices that we are compelled to make, that Islam is such a treasure because it reduces the variables which make choosing difficult. In Islam, there is only one criterion to fulfill, and that is, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the criterion for every choice. Nothing else matters. The beauty is that if we live our lives by this principle and take all decisions based on this criterion, does it please Allah, then we will become the most popular and influential people in society and earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in the akhirah. This is the single most powerful switch that Rasulullah made in the thinking of the Sahaba, that is, to choose based on what pleases Allah. That changed their lives and took them from being powerless people who nobody cared about to becoming the rulers of their world. Choose wisely, because we must pay for our choices. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.